Well, let's get it going on this Worship Wednesday. And as I said, it's going to be a heavy Tom Brady day because he went on Howard Stern today and spoke for 2 hours. Good job of Stern getting him on there for that long. Here he is talking about his legacy.
I never cared about legacy. I mean, I could give a about that's never. I never once when I was in high school said, man, I can't wait for what my football legacy looks like. I mean, that's a very, it's just not me. That's not my personality. So why would I choose a different place? It's because it was just time. I don't know what to say other than that. Like, I had done everything. I accomplished everything I could in 2 decades with an incredible organization, incredible group of people, and that will never change. And no one can ever take that away from me. No one can ever take those experience or Super Bowl championships away from us.
Well said, Mr. Brady. And I'm going to let Rob Parker have his, you know, I know Rob has spent the last 3 hours preparing some long negative rant about Tom Brady and legacy. I'm going to let you go first, but I'm just saying bravo. Go ahead.
Typical, you know, Tom Brady not being genuine. Nobody said that you should be thinking about your legacy in high school. When I was in high school, when you're in high school, you're just hoping your skin doesn't break out for your prom date. You're not thinking about
any
legacy.
Where's Craig Melvin when you need him?
I know. That was not bad, right?
That was all right.
But you get my point, Chris. Legacy, you don't talk about legacy. You don't talk about legacy in your first couple of years or even after your first couple of Super Bowls. You got a long road to go. But at some point, to think that you don't think about your legacy and what it means to you and to look at yourself, I've always said this. Tom Brady was supposed to be Derek Jeter. Derek Jeter had an unbelievable career as the captain and shortstop of the New York Yankees for 20 seasons. He won 5 World Series. He had all kinds of signature moments. He only wore one uniform. He's synonymous with the Yankees. That's how he wanted it. That's what Tom Brady was supposed to be. He wasn't supposed to be a guy who was suspended by the league for cheating. He wasn't supposed to be a guy who's going to go put on some ugly Tampa Bay Bucks jersey. He was supposed to be Derek Jeter and have the same kind of career. And instead, Tom Brady just didn't know when to stop, just didn't know when money got in the way and ego got in the way. And to say that he doesn't care about his legacy or he never thought about it is just disingenuous and not real. Everybody who has succeeded in life thinks about their legacy, what they leave behind, how people are going to view them. That's natural. I don't think there's anybody who's had success in life who doesn't stop and smell the roses one day later in their career and go, Did I leave anything behind? Did I make people better? Did I make people feel better about themselves? Did I achieve things that people are going to think back after I'm long and buried and gone and go, that Tom Brady was a hell of a quarterback, man. If I only had one touchdown to score in a big game, I'd want him with the football. That's what people do. And whether he thought about it or not, I'm not buying it.
Rob Parker, for the second straight day, stop it! Are you serious? First of all, you keep bringing up Derek Jeter. Tom Brady's supposed to be Derek Jeter. Guess what? With all due respect to Derek Jeter, Mr. Yankee, all that, he's better than Derek Jeter.
No, he's not.
He's not. Is Derek Jeter in the GOAT conversation in baseball?
But we don't have a GOAT conversation because
he wouldn't be in it.
No,
he's not even in the GOAT conversation for the Yankees.
His 20 years and his career.
He was with the one team for 20 years. So what? Michael Jordan wasn't even in that situation.
No, over 20
years.
Does it
make Kobe
Bryant
better than LeBron, better than Jordan, that he stayed with the same team for 20 years? No.
He was supposed to be Jeter. Jeter had a perfect career.
Tom Brady has the legacy. He has the most important legacy, and that is that the majority of people think he's the GOAT. What better legacy than that? And then as far as him thinking about it, I got to be honest, Rob. I don't think he thought much about his legacy, because I think when you're in the moment, you can't afford to be obsessed with your legacy, because if you are, then you won't be able to perform at the highest level.
That's nonsense. Obsessed? Nobody said obsessed.
I think when you're gifted to do something, you just go out and do it. I've never in my career, I never was writing game stories. Yeah, you want to write the best story you can, but I'm not thinking, you know, I got to be, you know, I want people to, I may think I want them to think I'm a great writer, but you're not thinking, I'm not at least, I got to be the best game story writer there ever was. Or I just don't think when you're in the moment that you're thinking that way. I think the closest you could get to that would be like when LeBron and KD left their original teams. They were so good that they knew, I've got to win championships. If I don't win championships, my legacy will be negative or damaged in some way. And so they went to other teams they knew they could win championships with. But I don't think, I mean, first of all, Tom Brady wasn't even good enough to be thinking about a legacy early in his career. He was a 6-round draft. You're not thinking about legacy. You just go out there, you do what you do. Then you won 3 in your first 4 years. Your legacy is set. Now
no,
you're just playing
not.
For, it was set. He won
it
3
was not set.
Super Bowls.
It was not
it
set.
It wasn't written in stone, but it was set that this is a guy with 3 Super Bowls. He had more than Peyton Manning his whole career in his first 4 years. And if he was settled on, if he was so focused on legacy, he wouldn't be playing now. Because again, his legacy is, in most people's eyes, the GOAT. Why would you keep playing? Why would you risk looking bad in Tampa Bay if you were obsessed with legacy or concerned about legacy?
Nope, but the word you're using, I never use. Nobody talked about being obsessed by it, Chris. Don't tell me he never thought about his legacy. When you sit down,
he thought he brought up being the best quarterback ever.
He brought up being in high school talking about his legacy. That's not what anybody was asking. Howard could have said, dude, I'm talking about 15 years in. When most guys are ready to retire, or guys who are in your draft class.
15 years in, he's still winning Super Bowls.
But he
how
still could have thought to himself
yeah,
where he was.
How about being in the moment? One thing that sports
he's
psychologists
so phony.
And everything,
this is a
they
phony
focus
Tom
on,
Brady.
They focus on staying in the moment. If you start getting out and thinking about, what are people thinking about me? Do people think I'm the greatest? Do people think I'm better than Peyton Manning? You won't be able to perform to your best ability.
And after his first three Super Bowl wins, people were talking about the Patriots defense, Adam Vinatieri as the kicker, and Tom Brady was the game manager. Go look at the numbers. The first three Super Bowls.
He had three Super Bowls. How many quarterbacks have won?
Nobody was talking about it was all Tom Brady.
No, I never said he was viewed as the GOAT after 3 Super Bowls, but I'm saying they're at that point. I mean, how many quarterbacks have won more than 3 Super Bowls or 3? Terry Bradshaw, Troy Aikman, Joe Montana. Is that it? So regardless of what happened from that point on, he was in rare air right then and there. And then he kept playing because he loved the game. He kept winning. And then he still loves the game. And that's why he's playing. I think he's playing more for the love of the game than he is for legacy. And I think the proof is clearly in the pudding. And I don't think people success. Some successful people, yeah, I'm sure, think about their legacy. I don't. I'm not. My legacy, I want it for my family. Am I leaving them resources? Where am I raising them the right way? Am I helping them become great, you know, future leaders and future great parents and fathers and wives and, you know, things, mothers and wives? That's what I'm thinking about. I don't think every successful person is concerned about, you
nobody
know, what other people going to be thinking about.
Nobody
them.
Said overly. The other thing too is, did anybody hear the entire interview? Rob G, do you know if they asked him about being suspended by the NFL? Because obviously I read the stuff. I didn't hear the 2 hours.
Yeah, I don't think that came up, Rob.
Yeah, okay. I'm no surprise that didn't come up, because that's what I would want to hear about.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
We got more from this, to use the words of Rob Parker, hard-hitting interview that Tom Brady had with Howard Stern.
I can't help it, Chris. You know
what's
what
the
mean.
Other word we would use for it? What do softball? But
softball. What do you call it? Marshmallow or fluff?
Yes. I mean, yeah, just fluff. Yeah, yeah. It was. I mean, you still take it if no, you're Stern. Take it, it was great for him, but
this
yeah.
is why, and this is like people go, how come Howard Stern got Tom Brady? Because Tom Brady knows him and Howard. Tom lives in New York, or spends time, or has an apartment in New York. Probably rub elbows with Howard right at these big parties or whatever that they used to have, and they feel comfortable with each other. I get it. Howard Stern's a big star. I'm going to admit this to you right now, Chris. When satellite radio first started, it was you had to pick. You remember that? XM or Sirius? You had to pick.
Right, I do remember that.
XM had Major League Baseball. Sirius had Howard Stern. The station I was working at in Detroit was 97.1 FM Talk. Howard Stern was our morning show, and we did a show from 7 to 11 p.m. I picked Sirius because of Howard Stern.
Baseball.
Yes, I did. That's why I'm telling you the story. That's how big of a Howard Stern fan I am.
Patterned yourself as the sports version of Howard Stern.
But I did listen to
you
a show.
You just say stuff for shock value.
I'm not a shock jock, but the bottom line is he got handled with kid gloves in that interview from the stuff that I read.
He did. All right, but we're not going to handle him with kid gloves. I'm just going to tell the truth. Rob's going to try to take his head off. But anyway, one of the other things that Tom Brady talked about, we mentioned in the first hour his legacy, or his saying he wasn't that concerned about his legacy. Well, he also talked about how all these different teams had interest in him. Here he is.
I really believe I can help any organization, and that's why I signed up and continue to play. And if I didn't think I could do that, then I wouldn't have continued to play. But I believe I can have a great impact on
the Raiders came at you hard, didn't they?
You know, there were probably a lot of different teams that were interested, I would say. Yeah. There was some of them I want to respect their privacy.
You think he's telling
fibs? He's trying
fibs.
To save face. Come on, Tom. It. Gee whiz, awestruck. Nobody wanted you. You're the washed king. Everybody knows that. You had two options.
Alex, Patriots. Save that take for
got
next
it.
Football season. Yeah.
What's just that? Saying. You got it? Okay.
Yeah,
you're the washed king.
He got
king?
You saying okay. He's the washed king.
Okay. Thank you. But nobody wanted Tom Brady. The Patriots didn't even make him an offer, according to reports. And the two offers that they got, and we're talking about veteran NFL reporters. And remember, the woman on ESPN, Chris, I forget her name. You remember?
Diana Russini? Was it
yes.
Something like that? Yeah.
She was the one, Chris, who said there was an interest out there for Tom Brady. She was spot on because no one wanted a 43-year-old quarterback for a two-year contract. Even the Colts, and I know they had a relationship with Philip Rivers and they had coached him and all that other stuff, but they took a terrible – Philip Rivers had a terrible year rather than going after Tom Brady. And it just tells you about where he is. The Chargers wanted him. They got a stadium they're trying to fill in Inglewood, California, you know, opening up this year. They got problems getting crowds would have given them a nice buzz, given them a name and all that. None of that happened. So
they
they wanted him and Tampa Bay, who hadn't made the playoffs in 12 years.
He said other teams
wanted
him.
So those are the only two.
But here, we don't know that because there was reporting of all kinds. Jeff Darlington, who was the first guy to kind of go out on a limb, or at least, you know, the first guy recently before every, you know, couple weeks before everything went down to go out and say, I'd be shocked if Tom Brady returns to New England. He said also that, at that time it was viewed as four or five teams were after Brady. He said it's more than that. He did. So, I mean, we can go back and forth.
I don't
forth
believe
with,
it. I'm well, talking about okay, being after
so maybe
and offering,
I don't believe Deanna Russini. I mean,
offering a contract
his report,
is... He's talking
said,
about offering a contract.
I'm just telling you what he said. And you're acting like it's a definite fact that only two teams won any teams
that
won
those
any,
are the people
when there was
that
all
offered,
types of reporting.
No, that offered
and,
money.
And
anybody,
Robert Kraft said the Patriots wanted him back. So who's all reporting you going to believe?
I don't believe any of that. That's saving face.
You
I'm
don't
just
believe
telling
it because you,
you
don't want to believe it
I don't believe
it
because
your narrative.
There's a difference between having a conversation and doing your due diligence as an organization
why
and making a formal offer.
Wait, hold on.
And making a formal
offer. I don't have to do my due diligence
yes,
on a 42-year-old
yes,
quarterback?
Yes, I do.
Why?
If he's available because I'm doing my due
if
diligence
I don't think he's
to
any
have a
good,
conversation.
Why do I have to do my due
no,
diligence?
You kick the tires, Chris.
The Colts, did the
that's
Colts
the
talk
way
to him that
it.
We know of?
I'm telling you.
We don't know
you,
if the Colts talked to him.
Other teams.
How many teams did their due diligence on Cam Newton?
You,
huh?
You need to do
huh?
your
How
due diligence.
That?
I'm talking
are
about a guy who's won
Are people
won six
doing their
Super
due
Bowls.
Diligence on Cam Newton?
You do your due diligence, and that doesn't
mean
I'm
going to
make
it on
you
Cam
what
Newton?
You call an offer.
They're not even talking to Cam Newton.
You remember
he's 31.
When,
Chris, he's 11 years younger than Brady.
You remember when you went into the Daily News to talk, but they didn't offer you a contract? They were just doing their due diligence. And then you went to the New York Times.
Yeah, I got an offer from your former paper, Newsday, and chose the New York Times. It was a darn bidding war. You know, it was.
So you wind up taking the extra dollar, right, for the
I
New York Times.
I actually took a little less to go to the New York Times. It was Look the New York you. Times. You know, see, I live by... I've been, that's, I said that, and I'm not being a hypocrite. I said sometimes you could take less if you're happier somewhere else. But anyway, it's not about me. Tom Brady, Rob, to say he's washed, you're going to regret those words. You will regret them, and I will eat chicken wings at your expense. And I will eat them in your face. I will, the bones, the structure, everything right in your grill. Because you will regret, you will rue the day that you said he was the washed king. Bruce, do you think Bruce Arians is an idiot? I mean, seriously. Bruce Arians is a very good football coach.
He's made the playoffs twice in 7 years. Stop it. I'm sorry. I'm
He's
not going to crown
very
him.
Good offense.
I'm not going
to crown
What Super
crowning?
Bowl did he win? Bruce Arians, my foot. Everybody.
So
oh,
because he didn't
talented.
Win the Super Bowl, he's not
he's
a good great, coach?
He's the greatest
he's
coach.
He's not a good coach?
I'm just not
Has
buying
Has he been a good offensive
that.
Coordinator?
We'll see.
He knows quarterbacks.
We'll see.
And here's the, okay, you don't like innuendo. You don't like hearsay. How about this? You always talking about Tom Brady doesn't have any more arm strength. Tom Brady can't throw the football. You need to recognize he didn't really have anybody to throw the football to downfield. And even so, last year, in terms of quality of long passes, 20 yards or more, those are called the downfield passes, 20 yards or more, he was 11 for 27. That's 41%. Guess what? That was tied for first in the NFL.
Chris,
for accuracy on
Chris,
long
you
throws.
You could talk
so,
all you
no,
want about
it's
those.
It's called a fact, Rob. You can
those
sit
are,
here
those are phony,
it doesn't fit
those
your
are
little narrative.
Those
it
are phony stats. I go
Brady
with the
narrative.
Eye test. I go with
oh,
the
yeah,
eye test.
Yeah, well,
that's what I look at.
Test,
do you remember his last
a,
pass?
There's
you remember,
not a scout in the NFL
Do you remember his last pass?
Test.
Do you remember his last pass as a Patriot?
Here he
goes. The pick six. Do you remember that?
Worst throw in 10 years
That's
by Tom
right.
Brady.
The pick six. That's how he walked off as a Patriot with that awful throw. He had so many bad throws this year, especially against good talent.
How'd they
he
go 12
ate up,
and 4?
He ate up
How'd
all those bad teams. Look at
How'd
the record.
How'd they go 12 and 4?
They were the worst 8-0 team in the history of the NFL.
So what?
And
they
that 12 and 4 was,
they
a,
were 8-0.
Was a smoke
How'd
screen.
How'd they go 12 and
they
4,
were terrible.
Rob Parker?
Tom Brady had
How'd
one of his worst
playoffs,
years
Rob
ever
Parker?
In the NFL. Go look at the number.
Oh, that's I mean, it might be his worst year, but he's the GOAT, so who cares? That's
he
still a good
GOAT.
Year.
You keep going to that
Your
lame.
Worst year. He
you
is.
Keep going to, he is not the
You're
GOAT.
The only one that
There's
thinks
no
he's not the
thing.
GOAT.
Oh, I'm the
you
only
look
one.
Look at any analyst, any
Please.
Player. Jameis Winston just today said he's the GOAT. I'm replaced by the GOAT. That's kudos to me. Dude's just calling him the GOAT every other hour.
He's trying to save face. Jameis Winston just lost his gig.
You don't have to call him the GOAT to save face.
He's trying to save face to be like, why did they throw me out? Oh, because they got this old dude. He don't want to disrespect Tom Brady. Deep down in the neighborhood with his boy,
he knows he's the GOAT.
He's saying, this 43-year-old, this 43-year-old bum is going to take my job and not make the playoffs. Watch.
How many guys have bought Aaron Rodgers GOAT sneakers, huh? GOAT cleats. GOAT skin cleats.
He's not in the GOAT conversation.
Spent all week.
I've never said that.
How many bought
I've
Joe Montana GOAT sneakers?
Nobody would buy somebody something so tacky.
You got an opponent spending all week.
It's all tacky.
Making sure he's got the perfect cleats for
Tom
you.
Brady.
Made of GOAT skin. Who else, Rob Parker?
There's some security guard in Cleveland that has those cleats because Tom Brady threw them in the garbage after Odell Beckham Jr.
That says nothing about Brady. OBJ, another opponent, said, you're the GOAT. I'm bowing down. I'm telling you, Rob Parker, I believe Tom Brady. And he's right. He went up there and he said, look, I'm not trying to throw anybody and mess up anybody else's gig because there were teams out there that had interest in him that have starting quarterbacks already. Tom Brady, and good on him. You don't have to go out there and mess up Derek Carr's thing in Vegas. I'm sure Gruden had some interest. All right, what do you guys think? 877-99 on Fox. I may have destroyed Rob's narrative so much that he don't bring it back.
Please.
He might not bring it back.
Keep patting yourself on the back. I hate to tell you, but the narrative on the Twitter the Twitter sphere.
And two and, people. You make those two people seem like 200,000.
It ain't
Stop
no two.
It. Stop
I got,
it.
But the difference is I have real Twitter followers. I don't have any
Look,
that were paid for.
I don't even play around like that. I got real followers. Ain't no question about that.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I want to ask you this, Rob Parker. Which one, Brady or Belichick, will experience success, you know, immediate success? Do you think Belichick will make the playoffs without Brady before Brady makes it without him or whatever?
Belichick. I have Brady not doing anything his final 2 years. In 2 years, the Patriots will be back in the playoffs. Tom Brady will not. He'll be Michael Jordan, Willie Mays, all wrapped into one. It'll be bad. And then people will use the excuse that what do you expect? He's 43, he's 44. They didn't protect him. All those receivers who were good when they weren't playing for anything all of a sudden turned small and turned to goo because now they were playing in games that matter. I already know all of the things. Oh, the running game isn't good enough. Oh, his protection isn't good enough. Oh, Bruce Arians, he only made the playoffs twice in 7 years. Why do you think he was a genius? I'm telling you, there'll be everything except Tom Brady is the Wash King. That's what we'll hear.
Is that? Didn't you say that back in 2012? I think that was the same. In fact, Alex, did you just replay that? Or was that live?
I think that was live.
It was live. Okay. I couldn't tell. I was just wondering. But
it's pretty close.
Okay. Rob,
in 2012,
if Tom Brady falls on his face in Tampa Bay, then 43 years old will not be an excuse. It will be an explanation. There's a difference. You're right. You are right about this, Rob. Tom Brady has nothing to lose because any sane football person, if he goes to Tampa Bay and is bad, will just say, hey, he's 43. And you know what? That's legitimate. It's legitimate because we've never seen anybody be any good at 43. But I don't think that's going to be the case. I think Tom Brady is going to go to Tampa Bay and with Chris Godwin and Mike Evans and an offensive line that was ranked 7th in the NFL last year above New England is going to protect him enough because his problems last year, he had two issues. He struggled under pressure because he was under so much pressure with that beat up offensive line and in the red zone because he didn't have a tight end. Now he's got two good tight ends in Tampa. He's got two good receivers on the outside. He's got an offensive line. Oh, believe it. Tom Brady's going to do damage. Not damage, damage. All right? And when he does
damage. I didn't know you were bilingual. Bilingual, I mean.
When he does damage, I'm going to do damage to those lemon pepper chicken wings you're going to owe me.
You got to have the bones. You got to have the structure.
That's right.
That's what That's right. Donnie just said, too, before he wound up coming through with $500 worth
That's
of
old news. That's no, old news. That's old news. I tell you what. And Belichick, I see all these scouts. All of a sudden, scouts love Jarrett Stidham. Are you serious? I got scouts. There was a story today. All these scouts on Bleacher Report. Check this out about Jarrett Stidham. He's a lot closer to playoff quarterback than another guy who falls on his face replacing a legend. Here's another one. He had first-round talent that was mucked up by a system that didn't fit him. Stop it! I get it. You respect Bill Belichick to no end, and that's fine. But don't act like all of a sudden Jarrett Stidham is all that. What this is scouts saying Belichick is a great coach, and we believe if he likes Stidham, we like Stidham, and we believe he's going to be successful. That's all this is. But well, I'm here to tell you.
You mean Bill Belichick?
Tampa Bay will be successful before the Patriots.
You mean
they'll
Bill Belichick, who had already earmarked Garoppolo as a replacement, and look what he turned out to be for the 49ers. That's why people have respect
well,
for
they
Tom.
Should. They should have respect for Belichick.
Kobe Brissett got
coach.
Paid. Also, who's the other guy that the Patriots had that
Matt Castle went elsewhere.
That 1 year won 11 games.
Did they make the playoffs?
He won 11 games.
Did they
Chris.
Make the play? I'm just asking. That's
he
the goal.
He won 11 games.
Would you rather win 9 games
Chris,
and make the playoffs or 11 and
my
miss?
My point is
simple question, yes
that,
or no?
No, I'm not answering that question.
My point you is know.
My point is that Belichick has been able to do
Mike
that with
Trump.
Quarterbacks. So that's why Stenham.
Belichick's a great coach. I just think Brady's going to have success in Tampa, and I think New England is going to miss him more than he misses Bill.